Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Prima. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Okay, let us say the Guru Parampara Prams, please. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Kshapasaya Bhutale. Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Jinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurvane Pracharane Nivisesha Sunyavare Paskajade Sitarane Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritya, Naram Jaiva Narottamam Devam Saraswatim Vyasam, Toruyam Adhiriyat Nasta Puryesu Abhajresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevya Bhagavata Uttama Shlokti Bhakti Bhavati Naistaki.
So before we recite the verse, I just want to offer my Dandapant Pranams to all the really beautiful Vaishnavs and Vaishnavis gathered here. And please allow me to take the dust from your feet and place on my head, because you are not ordinary souls. You are all Mahatma, actually. You are all eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Hari Bhav! Only problem, we have got cataract in the eye. That is the only problem. Prabhupada said, you have got cataract in the eye. I have come to perform operation. Arima! Sometimes he would say, heart surgery. Arima! What is our defect? We're completely covered over. We cannot see where we are in this holy dom here. We can have no clue where we are. We have no clue at all. We see buildings, we see trees. We saw so many things because our eyes are covered with cataract. We see everything in a mundane way, although we can feel the Dham. We can feel the ecstasy, we can feel the kirtan, we can feel the holy name, we can feel the presence of Panchatattva. Well, we can feel, but with the fleshy eyeball, we can't see. We will still see bricks and stones and all that, because our habit is to talk prajalpa instead of Harikata. If we see a Vaishnava, we don't immediately fall on the ground. You see, we don't offer Dandapant Pranams straight away. Okay, not Dandapant Pranams, it doesn't have to be that far, but at least a little curtsy, you know? A little curtsy like this, you know? We see that devotees, they have forgotten etiquette. So not even a little curtsy sometimes. We see a Vaishnava, you should always go like this. We have to take from our Acharyas, Dhammacharya, Haridasakur. We have to take from Narottam Dasakur. These are Acharyas. Oh, when they would see a Vaishnava coming, they hit the dirt. You know, When they see each other immediately embracing, it's called love. Starts with the devotees. So it's very ecstatic. Prabhupada used to say, bright-faced boys and girls. Well, now we have some bright-faced 60-year-olds also, and so many other older people now, you know, who are part of the, besides those that were Prabhupada disciples who joined when we were just in our 20s. I was 22 when I surrendered, or at least I began trying to surrender. My body was 22 years old, and anybody who was, I mean, there was nobody over 25. Really, there wasn't. There just wasn't. The movement was built by young people, you know, IYF boys and girls. Prabhupada, also, you listen to the tapes, you know, you always hear Prabhupada saying boys and girls, because that's who he made in disciples. That's who built this powerful movement, boys and girls. Well, what did they have? Shraddha. Shraddha. No money! No big iskan, no deep pockets, no patron members. Those things didn't exist. There's hardly any Indians in America at that time because immigration was very tight. You know, Prabhupada had a very difficult time getting a visa. You know, they were very tight in those days. So, no deep pockets, you know. That all came much, much decades later. You know, what did they have? Shraddha. Shraddha. What value, what price tag can you put on Shraddha? You cannot do it. You cannot do it. They had no money. I don't know where they got the plane fares. Like I joined in San Francisco, 1968. Many of you in the room were in some other body, maybe in some other universe. In 1968, you know. But they didn't have any money. San Francisco Temple had no money. Malati was there. She was there. And Jamuna was there, the famous cook. She was married to Guru Das, who has his new book out now. And there was Shama Sundar, who is Malati's then husband. And so a handful of these devotees in the 1969, they went off. They didn't have money. They went off and they opened the temple in London. And Mukunda Goswami, he was part of that group. And Janaki. So this extended family, they didn't have big bucks, they didn't have sponsors, they didn't have sponsorship. No. They had love for Srila Prabhupada, and they had Shraddha and the holy name, and they had faith that yes, Krishna will provide. Krishna will help us. Did he help them? He arranged Mukunda, he gave them Mukunda Maharaj the intelligence to contact George Harrison. You know, somehow or other he had this dream. He is a musician, Mukunda's a musician, you know. So he had this dream, so naturally he could like dovetail it by engaging him in devotional service and also having quote darshan unquote of George Harrison, you know, could put the two together. So he managed somehow or other by Krishna's arrangement, Krishna within the heart. When Mukunda Maharaj contacted George Harrison, said, we would like to meet with you, then within the heart, Krishna, now get it straight. Not Om Narayan, 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 Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Huh? You understand? Not Lord Vishnu. Prabhupada says, Paramatma is for yogis. Not Lord Vishnu, Narayan, 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 Vishnu, Vishnu. No. Chubanga Krishna, within the heart of George Harrison, he goes, you should meet with those people. It's a good idea. Yes, go, you, go, you meet with them. You just give them a few minutes, no problem. You meet with them, go, do it. This is how Krishna operates. You try to understand. We cannot see God. We are blind. But you try to understand how he operates. He dictated George Harrison within the heart. Krishna, Tribhunga, the flute player, the charmer of the gopis, the magic dancer, the subduer of Kali. Within the heart of George Harrison says, you meet my some devotees, some you meet these people out there, you will like them, go ahead, you meet with them. So he goes, okay, I'll meet with them. He was ordered to meet with the devotees. He did not fly out of the sky. He was not by chance. Chance. A concept made up by atheists. An illusory phenomena. A dreamland made up by atheists. Chance. So Prabhupada would roar Narsingha Guru. And they say it is all by chance. You know, thunder, lightning, the whole universe. You know, Prabhupada was not very loud without a microphone, but when Prabhupada say, and they say it was only by chance, thunder, lightning, you know. Actually, on the back of the new book by Guru Das, he gives an instance that took place here in Mayapur. Prabhupada was talking about, so God can provide rain, you know, and he is providing. It is a very easy thing. He said, he is providing rain freely, and he waved his arm in the air like this, and boom, at that moment, there was thunder and lightning, and it started to rain, simply by Prabhupada waving his hand and saying, and God is supplying rain. Boom! Ah! That's Prabhupada. Hari Bol! Come on, you can do better than that. Hari Bol! Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. That's who our Jagadguru is. Who can wave his hand and thunder and lightning and rainstorm is coming down. By waving his hand, because he wanted to illustrate for his disciples, see how Krishna is Parameshwara. You just see how he is Parameshwara. And illustrating like that to build the Shraddha, you see. So, all you people sitting here, you are all eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Prabhupada told us, he said, if you knew who you were associating with, meaning so-called common devotees, which is a misnomer, there's no such thing as a common devotee of Krishna, impossible. But supposing you were to use this wrong name, quote, common devotee, unquote, you know, he said, if you knew who you were associating with, you would faint. In other words, actually, everyone in this room, eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, and simultaneously resident of Braj. Simultaneously. Otherwise, you have to ask the question. You like Gornitai? Everybody's attached to Gornitai here. You know, Nityai Gaur! Come on, that's not attached from Gornitai. Nityai Gaur! Nidai Gora! Nidai Gora! So what happens when you get to Goloka Vrindavan? No more Gornitai? Now only Radha Krishna, and maybe you, Kaur boy, you play with Krishna, or Gopi, or Manjari, and you help Radharani, and you make garlands for Radharani, you decorate Gaudaran, you fix your hair, you do things. Maybe you, that's very nice. This is super sweet. Nitya Lila. No more Gornitai? What happened? No more Sankirtan party? No. Brahma Samhita is the clearest authority that says, so that the jivas who are devotees of Govinda and who are devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Jadvaita Jaya Gadadhar Shivas, those rare souls, Sudurabha, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sudurabha, very, very rare souls who are devotees of Govinda, Radha Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, simultaneously in the center of the world, the lotus flower of Goloka Vrindavan, and simultaneously with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Sankirtan party, dancing and chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And that is only a portion of the power of a jiva, to be able to do both lilas, nitya lila, simultaneously, you see? That's why we don't know who we're associating with. So Prabhupada said, you got cataract in the eye, that's all. Our only problem, we got cataract in the eye. That cataract in the eye is called the bodily concept. So, now, we will chant today's verse. Tatsanga.
Mama Sita Svaryam. Brahmashitaishvaryam. Sangsarantam. Kabaryavat. Tadgatir. Budasyeha. Dimasat. Kamabir Bhavet. Tatsanga. Brahmashitaishvaryam.
Now we can do whole line.
Tatsanga. Brahmashitaishvaryam. Again. Tatsanga. Brahmashitaishvaryam.
Together.
Tatsanga. Brahmashitaishvaryam.
Better. You hear the difference? Yes.
Sangsarantam Kubaryavat. Tadgatir Abudasyeha. Kimasat Karmabir Bhavet. Tatsanga Brahmashitaishvaryam. Sangsarantam Kubaryavat. Tadgatir Abudasyeha. Kimasat Kamabir Bhavet.
Next.
Sangha Brahmashitai Payam. Sangsarantam Mubaryavat. Tadgatir Adbudasyeha. Kimasat Kamabir Bhavet. Sangsarantam Kubaryavat. Tadgatir Abudasyeha. Kimasat Kamabir Bhavet. Tadanga Brahmashitaishvaryam. Sangsarantam Kubaryavat. Tadgatir Abudasyeha.
Vaishnavis.
Tatsanga Brahmashitaya. Sangsarantam Kubaryavat. Tatgatir Abudasyeha. Kimasat Kamabir Bhavet. Tatsanga Brahmashitaishvaya. Sangsarantam Kubaryavat. Tadgatir Abudasyeha. Kimasat Kamabir Bhavet.
Translation. Narada Muni had also spoken of a man who is the husband of the prostitute. The Haryashvas understood this as follows. The Haryashvas, they are some of the sons of Daksha. If one becomes the husband of a prostitute, he loses all independence. Similarly, if a living entity has polluted intelligence, he prolongs his materialistic life. Frustrated by material nature, he must follow the movements of the intelligence, which brings various conditions of happiness and distress. If one performs fruitive activities under such conditions, what will be the benefit? So Narada Muni is the original heavy preacher. There are some heaviest preachers in the Bhagavatam. Narada Muni is one of them. Another is cute little 5-year-old Prahlad Maharaj preaching heavier than any ISKCON sannyasi would dare to preach, you know? It's a fact, you know. I mean, he's a very heavy preacher at 5 years old, you know? Not a common thing. So, Narada Muni is speaking in metaphor. A man who is the husband of the prostitute. And the Haryasvas, they understood what he's saying. But the dull praying persons, they cannot understand Narada Muni's metaphors. For example, the same Narada was preaching to King Paribachinisat. And he gave the whole example of the city of 9 gates and such elaborate descriptions of the city of 9 gates, all metaphor. And then how when the gates are guarded, and then how the guards would come let down, and then how the invaders would come from outside and they would plunder the city. This is talking about old age, coming, disease, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, coming, plundering the material body, and ultimately capturing the city, namely driving the jiva out. So this whole complicated metaphor Narada was preaching to King Prachinibarisat. Then he stopped after some time. The king humbly says, Maharaj, I'm very sorry, but I couldn't understand a word you said. And then instead of, you know, an ordinary person would say, you idiot, you know, what's the matter with you? Or they would say, good Lord, did I just waste my time for crying out loud? You know, I've explained everything in detail and you don't understand. I mean, come on, what's wrong with you anyways, you know? This is the way an ordinary, mundane person... Oh, but Paramahansa is not like that. Not like that. So then very patiently, Narada Muni started over again. He started all over again with a simpler explanation that the king could digest. Well, this is Vaishnava. Riva! It's a very long purport, so I'm only going to read parts of the purport. Polluted intelligence has been compared to a prostitute. One who has not purified his intelligence is said to be controlled by that prostitute. Of course, Prabhupada is not exactly a lightweight preacher, you know. Actually, guru means heavy. You need to know that. Guru doesn't mean, Hari Bal Prabhu, how are you doing? How's the wife? How's the kids? The kids doing okay in school? Great. Pat, 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 pat. Great, great, great. Jai. Okay, fine. Thank you very much. You chanting around? Okay, fine. Good, very good. Maybe that's an aspect of guru, but that is hardly the main thing. Main thing is the vani, the instruction. And here we see that Prabhupada is directly repeating from the shloka so that we, with our dull brains, Prabhupada used to say puppy brain, you know. So with our dull brains, we could get the point that polluted intelligence is compared to a prostitute, and that if one does not have his intelligence, one doesn't have. In other words, mayaya prajñāna, one whose intelligence is stolen by illusion. He is said to be, he or it could be she also, that person is said to be controlled by that prostitute, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 2:41. Vyavasyasma mika buddhir ekaha kurunandana. Those who are actually serious are conducted by one kind of intelligence, namely intelligence in Krishna consciousness. Bahushaka yanantash cha buddhayo avyayasininam inam.
One who is not fixed in proper intelligence discovers many modes of life, thus involving material activities exposed to the different modes of material nature and subject to various kinds of soul happiness, so-called happiness and distress. A man becomes the husband of a prostitute, he cannot be happy.
After all, the prostitute is always having sex with so many men. If you're married to a prostitute, it's very humiliating because your so-called wife is always having sex with other men. So where's the question of happiness? You can't have, this is the point. If you're married to a prostitute, you cannot be happy. So you'll never be happy if you follow material and intelligence. So then one must study the material nature to understand how to get out from under it. And Prabhupada is citing the examples of the scientists who claim to be masters of material nature, but they don't understand anything about the situation. So all unable to control the rulings, the living being unable to control the rulings of God, in other words, the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is forced to associate with the prostitute of polluted intelligence and accept various material bodies. The living entity and material nature thus follows the ways of life enjoying the three modes of material nature. This is due to associating with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species. Amongst various species, 8,400,000 species. And each time each species meeting with good and evil, a smaller fish meets with a bigger fish, finished. So you can call that evil if you like. And jiva jiva sa jivanam, you know, one soul is food for another soul. The tiger is stalking and then running and trying to catch the deer. So hard struggle for existence. Such a hard struggle existence. But nevertheless, everybody is trying to enjoy big house, big car, big bank balance. But even the meat-eating Christians in the West, all of you who are from the West, you know the Christian saying. You know, Christianity is watered down Vaishnavism. Wouldn't you agree, Prabhu? It's watered down. It's not full and complete. Not full and complete. Christ said, I could tell you more, but you can't bear to hear it. He said to his disciples, I could tell you more, but you can't bear to hear it. They couldn't even handle what simple instructions and morality and other things that he gave them. They couldn't even handle that. How could he tell them God is blue? How could he tell them God has four arms? Because Christ is a devotee of Lord Vishnu. He's not a devotee of Krishna, you know. He's a devotee of Lord Vishnu. He descended from the higher planets, you see. So he said, there's many things you can't bear to hear. So he could not preach pure Krishna consciousness. And besides, he's preaching in the Middle East, which was a tough preaching assignment 2,015 years ago. It was almost as bad as it is now, you know. So, we should try to appreciate this level of preaching given by Narada Muni. This is our heritage. As Prabhupada told about how Narada took all the sons, he took all the sons twice of Daksha to Prajapati. Prajapati means one who has lots of sex. Now here is an example of somebody who is a devotee of Lord Vishnu, who actually had darshan. He performed severe austerities for thousands of years of the devas. He had darshan many times, but Lord Vishnu still the granti. How many of you know what granti means? Oh, let's try that again. You're knowing Manajunamananda. This shows you haven't read Srimad Bhagavatam. I do this very often. I bust the audience for not reading in Prabhupada's books. Especially Srimad Bhagavatam, you haven't read. How many of you read even a little bit, even a portion of Srimad Bhagavatam? That's better. But you've forgotten what first canto is. Hridaya Granti. You must be knowing the meaning. Hridaya Granti. Huh? Not. Not in the heart. This bodily concept of life. That's why Srila Prabhupada said, I have come to perform heart surgery. So even though Daksha was such a big, big devotee, you know, in ISKCON people say, big devotee, oh yeah, he's a big devotee, big famous ISKCON, famous guru, famous this, that, and whatever. Even when Prabhupada was on the planet, you know, he would hear the devotees talking about his senior sannyasi disciples. Oh, so-so, Maharaj Shachi, he's a big devotee. And Prabhupada would hear these things, that his neophytes were calling some, you know, sannyasi disciple of his a big devotee. So he told this little story. He said, if you're in the desert, there are no trees. It's flat. But in the desert, the castor bean tree is growing. Castor bean tree. They call it tree. They don't call it bush. Tree. Actually, it's a little bush. Maybe this tall. Maybe, you know, 1 foot tall. Bush. Then Prabhupada cuts a joke. Transcendental. He was very expert at transcendental sarcasm, you know. Isn't it? Very expert at transcendental sarcasm, you know. So Prabhupada's comment was, oh, look at that very big tree. What a little bush in the desert. Because there's no trees there, so a little bush. Oh, it's a very big tree, you say. So without knowing who is Paramahansa and what is Paramahansa, so then some devotees think even a neophyte is a big devotee, you see. This is a problem. So we have to shravanam, we have to hear. So one so-called big devotee he's still alive. He will outlive all of us. Daksha is a deva. They live for so many trillions of years. Every single person sitting here is more fortunate than Daksha because of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Hari Bol! Daksha is not going back to Goloka Vrindavan. Daksha will not ever go to Goloka Vrindavan. All of you will go to Goloka Vrindavan. One day Daksha will go to Vaikuntha. You see, it takes a lot of time to explain. It is called Aishwarya Dham, the form Om Narayan 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 Vishnu 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 Om Om Om. Like South Indian style of worship. You know, that's how they worship Aishwarya Bhav in South India. How they worship Balaji. So, Daksha was so-called big devotee. Huge big devotee. Prajapati. So, his service was to have lots of sex. I won't ask you how many of you would like to have the service of having lots of sex as your devotional service. I won't ask that question, you know. But as his service, lots of sex because he's a Prajapati to fill the universe. After he had darshan many times with Lord Vishnu, because he'd do big, big jagnas, and Lord would make a seat in preparation, sit down for Lord Vishnu in his portion of the jagna. So many times he had darshan with Lord Vishnu. And in the end, again, he performs severe austerities. Why? To develop love of God? Is it? You know, huh? This young Manaji knows. No, no, no. It was not to develop love of God. 10,000 years of the devas, which is huge millions of years, our time, hundreds of millions of years, our time, or trillions of years, our time. He performed austerities for what? For what purpose to get better, stronger sex power. It's true.
That's what the Bhagavad Gita says. I'm not making this up. It may sound like, because you're all very intelligent, because you're Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. You may say, what? Are you for real, Maharaj? Yes. That's what the Bhagavatam, I'm not saying, that's what the Srimad Bhagavatam says. Srimad Bhagavatam says that he performed the austerities to increase his sex power so he could become a more powerful Prajapati. This is an example of how a devotee, you can't say he's a non-devotee. He's doing big jagnas and worshipping Lord Vishnu. You can't say that any of the devas are non-devotees. You can't say that. Well, what kind of devotee they are? Sakama. How many of you, everybody knows the word kama, but how many of you know the meaning sakama? Let's see. That's a little better. So, are you a proper disciple? No. But you see, wise elder, you see, a wise elder, and many cultures around the world, in most cultures, the elders are considered wise. Of course, America has fallen completely, but here we see an example of a wise Vaishnavi. She knows the answers to the questions, and all you guys sitting here. Let me ask the question again. What does Sakama mean? Raise your hands high, please. Oh, the number of people went up. The number who know went up. That's interesting, huh? It's good. Okay, oh, good. So what does Sakama mean? Loudly, please. Full of attachment, yes. Sa. Kama means desire. Kama means, everybody knows kama means lust, but it also means desire. Sa kama means full of it, loaded with material desires for sense gratification. They want it all, you know. That is sa kama. So the devas are like that. And that's why the universe is structured so that they're enjoying like anything, their sex life, their power, their big mustachio, yes? You want a big mustachio, Prabhu? No. You don't want gold armor and gems all over your armor that would be worth trillions of dollars and $2,015, trillions of dollars worth of jewelry and massive magical weapons. Boom! Boom! I'll make all the Hollywood movies and Bollywood movies about, they've tried, you know, actually, they've tried to show weaponry of outer space, what do you call, intergalactic, it's called, between the stars, wars. Don't waste your time with Hollywood. Just read Srimad Bhagavatam. And you can hear about all these intergalactic wars and the type of weapons, super powerful weapons, you know, incredible weapons are there. Or you can study the war between Sankachuda, the demon, who was actually Subal, who fell from the spiritual world and became Sankachuda, the demon, and who married Tulsi Devi. It's a very long story. And there was a big fight, and Lord Shiva alone was fighting with him for a year, earth time. And then Kali, the wife of Lord Shiva, she was fighting with Lord Shiva. She became very angry, and she's hungry, and she swallowed 10,000 soldiers of the demon in one gulp. 10,000 demon soldiers swallowed. And then she's got a mouthful of soldiers, so she's, you know, trying to chew, but some fortunate ones, they crawled out in between the gaps in her teeth. You see the pictures of Kali, she has tusks, you know. So some more fortunate soldiers, like, they ran like anything, and to get, you know, went through the gaps in her teeth and crawled out, you know, to get out of there before it was too late, you know. These things are going on.
Hariba! Read Shema Bhagavatam. He told the Devi's story. You know that Brindadevi has her own webpage? How many of you know that Brindadevi has her own webpage? Well, you got, okay. How many of you people here are computer people? How many are computer people? Not that many? Well, if you go on a computer, you will find, then you, young man, you go on the computer on your internet, if you get internet access with supervision. Oh, these days, young people go crazy when they go on the internet. They just go surfing all kinds of nonsense. Even, I'm sorry to say, even some neophyte devotees sometimes go looking for pornography. And this is why it is restricted generally, you know, in gurukuls and so forth, because they get allured. Come watch this, Maya says. This is very nice. You will like this. Come, come, come. Oh, look at this. This is very interesting. Isn't it interesting? And you're going, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's very interesting. In the meantime, you waste hours. This is what the youth are doing all over the world. Until they come across a devotee webpage. Doing, all of a sudden, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Bolo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they go, wow, man, that was far out. What was that? I don't think it's not happening. Don't think it's not happening, you know. You know how many hits? Hits means how many people, you know, young people know what hits means, you know. There were 1,500 people per day watching Kirtan Mela on the internet. They had a big screen set up in the manor in which they were watching and listening to Kirtan Mela. Hariba! You try to understand this holy name given by Srila Prabhupada and our Vaishnavacharyas coming through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This holy name is conquering, present tense, the world. And will continue to counsel. Those of that you are young will see. Those of us that are old, it won't matter because we're out of here. But those who are young, you will see how this movement will spread more and more. But try to understand the value of this movement. Try to understand the power of chanting of Hare Krishna. How it's holding back great disasters, great drought, great tsunamis are being held back. Sometimes it happens, you know. Sometimes it happens. There was a twister down in South India suddenly, and devastating, huge damage, millions of crores of damage. So these things are happening. I had just, that was Vishakhapatnam, and I had just been at a university there at Vishakhapatnam giving a lecture. This is what I like about India, you know. I'm giving a lecture before 300 students at the university. The dean of the university was there, as well as one of their most prominent professors was present for the program. When I was driving into the program, I was shocked to see hoarding board, means we say billboard in America, hoarding board with a picture of myself, an advertisement for the program, I was saying, wow, this is amazing, you know. And there it was on a banner in the auditorium also, my picture, and we welcome Bhakti Madhurya Govinda Goswami on a banner with my photograph, you know, in the auditorium before 300 students, you see. Only in India, I tell you, I don't think this happens very often in the West, this kind of thing. And then, and I would preach, you know. And then the professor in his suit and tie, he would get up there and he would repeat what I was saying. And the professor in the suit and tie, he is preaching. And the dean of the university, a lady, she gets up there and she was preaching, repeating things I was saying. You try to understand. That's Srila Prabhupada. Hariba! 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 So in my lecture I said, natural disasters are caused by sinful activities. Therefore one must avoid sinful activities. Like illicit sex and intoxication, these things. Because the reaction, there is reaction. The reaction is natural disasters. It was only weeks later that this hurricane struck that city. Only weeks later. I have a reason to believe that those 300 students who heard that lecture from a representative of Srila Prabhupada, there's no way they could forget. Krishna within Mata Smriti Genama Pahunam Cha. Krishna within heart would go, you see what Maharaj was saying? See how this has come from sinful reaction? Surely the majority, surely they must have remembered. This is this great movement. We are holding off so much sinful reaction. And Prabhupada said this movement will go down in history for saving the world in its hour of darkness. And if you don't think the world is in its hour of darkness, then, you know, re-examine. Okay, we have to stop there. Jagaguru Sirpubhari ki jai, Shishi Radha Madhava Astasaki ki jai, Shri Mahapancha Tattva ki jai, Shama Veda Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Nitya Gaura Premanande.